Okay, it is time to start our non-woven symposium. I'm D.V. Parikh, and I have the honor to organize this 12th non-woven symposium. And I have been organizing earlier conferences also. In this symposium, we have three sessions, and we have excellent 12 papers. They come from universities, industry, INDA, Jones Fiber, INTEC, Intertech, and SRRC. Major effort is done on flammability that is related to mattress industry and the new CPSC CFR 1633. We have 66 papers on that. Because of that importance, I shall be using two more slides on the subject after this slide. Other topics that are covered in this symposium are wipes, moisture vapor transport in cotton, new cotton products, cotton in non-wovens, and improving on gauze. This slide is from ISPA, International Sleep Products Association. They have put a US market forecast in September 2008. We are currently looking at the bar of units, how many mattress units are being sold in United States in years 2005, 2006, 2007, and they have put down as 21.7 million mattresses. Let me share this, that when they put 41.7 million, that includes the set, including foundation. So truly speaking, we are talking about approximately 22 million mattresses. But that's quite good. But as you see in the data, as we move from 2005 to 2006, number of units are decreasing, and number of units are further decreasing in 2007. And in 2008, factory orders are falling, and people are cutting back on purchases. That is, you can see that it has become 37.25. They feel in their forecast that recovery may not come next year, but they expect a recovery to come in 2010. Value of this shipment is quite good. It is close to $6.5 billion, and it's a significant market. We are interested in using this data to show how fire barrier fabrics can be used. More the number of mattresses sold here, that means more the barrier fibers used. Currently used barrier fibers are cotton, Weasel, post-treated rayon, wool, blends, and blends can be not just what I wrote, but can be any. As such, gray cotton is used, and close to 20 million pounds. The industry standard is Weasel, and Weasel is excellent, soft, and comfortable at low price, relatively low price, and it is 65 million pounds. So it's a significant market, and we are working on FR cotton. I want to gratefully acknowledge the encouragement and support given to me for collaborative research with industry and universities, and ARS, USDA management is superb in that support. This year, non-wovens is expanding. Our non-wovens at CCU is expanding. We will have five more people in CCU non-wovens, including two postdoctors. My grateful thanks to each of the speakers. They have put great efforts, and we are fortunate to have excellent speakers, excellent presiders, dignitaries, I'm grateful to Dr. King, Dr. Cleveland, and ARS colleagues. Also to National Cotton Council for providing us this platform to present our cotton research. Especially, I must mention Dr. Bill Norman, Dr. Bill Robertson, Debbie Richter, Michelle Huffman, and their team. Before I hand over podium to Dr. Khandan, Dr. Khandan will be presiding this session, and he's also my supervisor as well as research leader. May I have New Year wish that may we all be granted health, happiness, peace, and joy. Please enjoy the presentation, and thank you once again. Dr. Khandan.
All right, thank you, Dr. Preek. And thank you all for coming to the session this afternoon on nonwovens. Today we have a nice lineup of speakers. I'm glad each one of you have made the trip to be with us here and contribute and be a part of what we're doing. Appreciate it very much. For some opening comments, I'd like to call on Dr. Ed King right here, who is our area director for the Agricultural Research Service Mid-South area. Dr. King.
I'll just make a few comments and observations. I think probably many of y'all are already aware of what I'm going to say anyway, but of course, the USDA has a really broad support for the cotton industry across the board, but the research and development part is largely located within the Agricultural Research Service. And most of that effort, as far as ARS is concerned, is in the South Atlantic area, the Mid-South area, and what's called Pacific West area. The part that's in the Mid-South area, which that's the area directly for that group that I'm most familiar with, probably there's more going on there than the other two areas, all the other locations for cotton combined, primarily located at Stoneville, Mississippi State, and in New Orleans. And then there's some other pieces out there, but we do have a substantial amount of effort there. I think many of y'all remember John Rayden, National Program Staff Scientist in the past for a lot of the cotton research. He used to always like to say that the ARS cotton research was cut across the whole spectrum of gene to genes. And it's true, because at Stoneville, for example, we do the genomics of the breeding, physiology, production practices, and the genning. And at Mississippi State, we have, again, some genomics and breeding type work under Johnny Jenkins. And then, of course, we do have this really major effort at the Southern Regional Research Center when it comes to cotton utilization. But certainly a strength of the Agriculture Research Service is the fact that you do have a national organization. You've got the national overview, national coordination, and you got a vertical integration of all your different research programs. So that's a real strength. The Southern Regional Research Center, if I'm correct, the cotton research there goes probably all the way back into the 1940s. And of course, one of their signature developments over the years, back in the late 40s, 50s, and 60s, was the wrinkle-free cotton. More recently, made a real contribution in terms of fiber quality measurements and using that in harmonizing some of the trade barriers as far as cotton fiber quality in terms of the export market, which we heard yesterday about 70% of the cotton is actually exported. And certainly pleased to see this symposium that's put together by Dr. Condon and Dr. Parikh. And it's really interesting the interest that is being developed in the nonwovens in terms of the vast amount of usage that is occurring as far as automobiles, mattresses, batting, seat cushioning, wipes, and so forth. On the other hand, most all of that non-woven material is actually not cotton. And so the goal that we have is trying to integrate more cotton into the whole non-woven arena, and we tend to believe that that situation is ripe for this opportunity in view of the green movement, the interest in sustainability, and certainly cotton fits in to those areas a lot better than the synthetic materials. So that certainly is a leg up for the cotton part of it, and we think there are some real opportunities. And certainly I think a conference or symposium such as this is really important in terms of the exchange of information and building cooperation and also generating enthusiasm for the development of non-woven cotton products. But those are my comments and observations.
Thank you very much, Dr. King. Appreciate your comments and your support very much. Next, we would like to have a few introductory comments also from my boss. That's Dr. Ed Cleveland. Dr. Cleveland is the center director for the Southern Regional Research Center in New Orleans. Cleveland.
Well, first of all, let me thank Dr. Conan, Dr. Parikh for the invitation to attend this symposium. Like Dr. King, I think it's very important and timely that we do this. And as I understand it, we're going to have the meeting next year in New Orleans, so we can pick up where we left off here. And I'm looking forward to that. Since we're in New Orleans, we can help out with some of that. Also, let me thank all of you for your attendance to the symposium. I think just let me briefly indicate to you what my role is in ARS, USDA. I really see my main job at the center there is creating a good environment for doing innovative type research, which I think stimulates more activity and technology development and ultimately leads to more tech transfer to the industry. So that environment of being able to innovate, be creative, I think it's very important we maintain that and try to remove as many obstacles as we can. That's one of my main jobs. Also, at the center, of course, maintaining adequate resources to do this kind of creative research, that's one of my main responsibilities as well, and that's becoming more difficult every year because, of course, budget shortfalls in science and so on and so forth, which I'm sure all of you have experienced. We have an advantage in a research center like ours in that we're able to bring together large numbers of scientists from very broad and diverse backgrounds to tackle a wide range of problems and to find answers through research. For example, our center houses a major research effort on the economically very important crop, namely cotton. And this is in the form of three research groups. Our cotton fiber bioscience, which is more basic, fundamental, higher risk, aimed at exploring how do the fiber specific genes operate, how can we exploit what we know about that. And of course, we have the other two units there, cotton structure and quality, and cotton chemistry and utilization. Relevant to this particular symposium is one of the units, the cotton chemistry and utilization unit, which is led by Dr. Condon. Just to point out that this unit has greatly expanded its research on the use of cotton in non-woven applications. The cotton industry in the U.S. is under pressure from overseas competitors at practically all stages of the value chain, but despite that fact, we're still one of the world's largest producers of cotton. So one of the missions of USDA, really, is to facilitate the success of U.S. cotton through development of a variety of new expanded product outlets for cotton fiber. For example, the non-wovens industry is one of the fastest growing segments in that industry. And we as researchers are really quite excited about the research possibilities for developing these new cotton non-woven products at our center. And in fact, this nonwoven symposium is going to concentrate on the potential for expansion of consumption of cotton fiber in nonwovens. Dr. Condon and the research team that he leads there at our center, they've gone to a lot of effort to gather information from the industry, from our stakeholders, our end product producers, to design a research plan. This is an extensive, very detailed research plan to make use of cotton-based nonwovens. And this approach, what it does, it balances new functional chemistries such as your flame retardancy, medical finishes, with new process technology for nonwoven processes. It also calls, though, for developing fundamental knowledge about how cotton fiber behaves in nonwoven processes and products. And I believe from the start, as a scientist, that you do need sometimes to develop a fundamental knowledge of how processes work, but I also believe that that always has to focus and target toward eventual application and technology transfer. And I think our unit at the center, namely this unit that Brian leads, Dr. Parikh is a scientist in that group, I think they've achieved that balance between the necessary basic research that needs to be done and your applied, which leads to transfer to the industry. Now, if you'd allow me, I just want to list a few of the areas of our interest, and these include fundamental research such as correlating cotton fiber quality parameters with nonwoven performance, and also documenting cotton sustainable characteristics, which with this new green technology that's becoming high priority, that's very important. Nonwoven process research such as studying the effect of hydro-entanglement process parameters on cotton fiber and the nonwoven fabric thus produced, and also studying the effect of jet water chemical parameters, for example, such as water, temperature, pressure, hardness, pH. And what I'm excited about is the possibility of incorporating specialty additives. I think that's an especially exciting area of research. And finally, your end-use product enabling technologies, such as in the production of value-added functional wipes, fire-resistant barrier fabrics for mattresses and cushions, and your medical fabrics, such as specialty sheeting. So our belief is that the success in these various research areas and efforts will encourage the nonwovens industry to use more cotton in their products and perhaps design new products around cotton in the future. So again, thank you for attending the symposium. I really appreciate the invitation to participate.